But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. We've all been there, haven't we? Working feverishly trying to get something done while the other person does nothing. It's not fair. One person does all the work while the other does little, if anything at all. Where's the equality in that? And so before getting too far into this text, we might look at Martha and agree with her. She's the one doing all the work, the cooking, the cleaning, the serving, doing the dishes, all the while Mary sits and listens to a man teach. Mary should have been helping out, right? That's what Christians do. She should have been helping. The teaching can wait. Doing is more important than hearing, or so Martha believed. In fact, she was so convinced she was doing the right thing that after going to Jesus and accusing him of not caring, she commands the Lord to tell her sister to get off the floor and into the kitchen. I need help, Lord. Don't you care? How can my sister sit there while I do all the work? It might even seem that Martha was the better Christian. Of the two sisters, the one showing works of mercy, the one showing those fruits of the Spirit, is Martha, not Mary. And so it may seem to our senses that Martha is doing the greater work. And it's not true. We only have to read a little further into the text to find that things aren't always what they seem. Our Lord Jesus hears Mary's plight, and he gently reminds this busybody something that she desperately needed to hear. The truth is, Christian, the work could wait. The teaching cannot. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. You see, Martha, with all her busyness, all of her work, she became distracted. And in doing so, she neglected the most important thing, hearing the teaching of Jesus. She became distracted. And it doesn't take much, does it? We know about distractions, don't we? We all lead busy lives. And we know what it's like to set our minds to do something, only for us to become distracted, and before long we're doing something totally different. You sit down at the computer just to fire off a few quick emails, and before long you're reading a news article. Then maybe watching a video. And then a few clicks later, you find yourself gazing at something that God's word forbids. And just like that, you became distracted and ensnared by your sin. Doesn't take much. Doesn't take much to become consumed and distracted by things like bank accounts, stocks, markets, IRAs. What's the Dow Jones doing today? My investments mean everything for my retirement and my security. Doesn't take much to walk into a grocery store. You're going to go in and get out, get your items and leave, but while you're there, you become distracted and find your eyes gazing lustfully at someone else. Doesn't take much. You leave church on fire, ready to conquer the world, and you're going to begin by establishing tomorrow that rigid devotional pattern in life. You're going to wake up early, light some candles, begin with morning prayer, sing some hymns, sing some psalms. But we know what happens. Morning comes early. We sleep late. Have some coffee, have some breakfast, some phone calls from work trickle in, and before you know it, you're out the door. All the while having forgotten to begin your day with the Word of God. Smartphones are so smart, they enable us to text while we drive. The problem is, and you know it, we become distracted. Our eyes go off the road just for a second, and that's all it takes. That's all it takes for the distracted driver to cross the yellow line into oncoming traffic, and by the time they realize it, it's too late. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this is how distractions work with the kingdom of God. Martha received a gentle admonition from the Lord. Martha, you're distracted by too many things. I am the portion you need. I am the portion that matters. But hear his warning, dear saints, because you know what? The distractions in your life are going to keep coming. And when they do, they always seem so important, don't they? Much more important than a dusty Bible and a church service. And this is where the warning comes in. Look at Martha, a godly woman, believed in Jesus, welcomed him into her home, and yet she became distracted by her work, her anxiety. She became troubled, so much so that she forgot to listen. She got caught up in her work, friends, and forgot to listen to the teaching of Jesus. The Messiah was in her home, and she chose to do something else. Now, if past sinners are capable of neglecting and overlooking the Christ who is in their very home, what does that say to us in the present? Are we guilty of overlooking the Christ who is even in our very home? And the answer is yes, we are. Christ and his word, friends, that is the portion that is necessary. That is the portion that matters. And do you have his word on the pages of Holy Scripture? You have the teaching, the doctrine of Christ recorded for you by inspired writers of old, but what do you do with it? We often get busy. We cast it aside. We get carried away by the distractions of this world. We exhaust ourselves physically by our work, and so when we come home, we're too tired to listen to the voice of Jesus. Mornings come very early, and with them a routine that leaves little, if any, room for the Word of God. Friends, busyness is a great tool of the devil. It consumes our hearts and our minds, causing us to overlook those things that really matter. Busyness ushers into our lives all sorts of idols vying for our attention, vying for us to bow down and worship them. And when they come, such distractions are anything but harmless. Anything, friends, that causes you to turn away from Christ and his word is not harmless. Whenever God's child turns away from his love and his mercy to instead gaze at something that is not godly but only a wide, easy path leading to the fires of judgment, we cannot say such distractions in our lives are harmless. They are not. It may be working too much. It may be spending too much time on a computer absorbed in your smartphone or your device, whatever, but beware of acting like a Martha, a godly woman who got so caught up in what she was doing, she neglected and overlooked the necessary portion, the teaching of Christ. Do not overlook the teaching of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is the necessary portion that matters. And his teaching, friends, is so important because by it we hear about God's attitude towards us, the sinner. We hear from the Word of God that even sinners dead in trespasses for us, God sent his only begotten Son to lay down his life for you and for me, free of charge. And not a day goes by, friends, when we do not need to hear this great and glorious gospel truth. Every day, we need to feed upon Christ and his word, because when we get distracted, when we get busy, overlooking Jesus, not hearing his voice, his word day in and day out, when we become caught up in our troubles, anxious, not feeding upon Jesus and his powerful, life-creating word every day, you know what? The troubles of life are still going to come. Tribulation is still going to hit you. Our Lord tells us in this world, you will have trouble. And do not think the enemies of the gospel sit back and wait until you are strengthened in the word before launching their assault. They do not. The troubles of this world that cause us to be depressed, to be anxious, to worry, and to doubt, our record of sin that continues to grow, causing us to feel guilty, maybe even condemned, Christian, these things will come. In this corrupted world, these things will come. And when they do, all the busyness in the world will not help you. All the work in the world cannot fix a guilty conscience. When it seems in your lives as if heaven and the earth is passing away, being distracted from your Lord and Savior is the last place you want to be. Martha chose the good portion. By the grace of God, she received and heard the teaching of Jesus. The necessary portion, friends, that will not be taken away. Earthly treasures do not last forever. They fade away. They pass on. Earthly treasures cannot buy you access into the kingdom of heaven. The things that distract us are so often the things that cannot save. Earthly treasures do not last unto eternity. And regarding those things, Jesus tells us, friends, not to worry. And he says that because, one, being anxious, being troubled, worrying about things will not add a single hour to your life. Second, your heavenly Father knows your needs and he promises to tend to them. And third, the most important issue confronting you, your salvation, has been secured for you by the blood of Jesus. You do not need to lose sleep over your salvation. You do not need to worry and be stressed over your sins. And I say that not because your sins are not a great crime against Almighty God, no. But Christian, I say this not to worry about your sins, not as an excuse to sin, no. But I say because your sins have been atoned for by the blood of Jesus and by his word and by his promise in Christ, you are forgiven. Mary chose the portion by whom her sins were forgiven. By the grace of God, Mary grabbed hold of Christ, the resurrection and the life. And so I say to you, for all of your anxiety, bouts with depression and stress, for all of your sleepless nights, worrying about your bodies, your jobs, friends, families, maybe even your sin, who knows what, the remedy for all of it is the portion that will not be taken away. Your Savior, your Lord, and your God, Jesus Christ. And living as one baptized means that you are united to his death and his resurrection. And what that means for you now is you live as one daily washed, cleansed, forgiven, and righteous before the Lord, your God, in Christ. These things will not be taken away from you. For the sake of Jesus, his cross, his blood, his death. Christian, sickness and disease cannot take away the resurrection of the body when the perishable puts on the imperishable. Death cannot take away eternal life secured for you by Christ's body and his blood. Your great record of debt and sin cannot kill the one redeemed by Jesus. Remember this word. Take this gospel with you, especially as the busy work week begins tomorrow. Remember the Savior you have. A Savior put upon you in the waters of holy baptism. The Word of God teaches that all who have been baptized have put on Christ. Remember the Savior you have who will be with you until the end of the age. A Savior who died to make you his own. Remember, he is the good portion, the necessary portion. And by God's grace, through that gift of faith, he is yours. Go in his peace. Amen.